Friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This time of year is marked by a lot of busyness, and in schools there's always the Christmas concerts and Christmas parties and Christmas plays. Honey, I don't know if there's anybody old enough right now. Was anybody in a Christmas play this year? No. Yeah, this crowd would be a little older than that, right? But has anyone ever been in a Christmas play? Come on, think back. We've all been somewhere in some kind of Christmas play, whether we liked it or not, we were made part of it. Well, I want to tell you a story about a Christmas play. Once it was at a Catholic school, and the kids were practicing, they were rehearsing for the big day when they were going to put on the story of the Nativity, right? Sort of like Charlie Brown or something like that. They were going to do the story of the birth of Jesus, and they had all of the roles picked out, right? And most of us end up being like a shepherd or maybe a wise man, an angel. There's the random fill-in spaces. And then there's like the alpha part people, right? Who get Mary and Joseph, maybe the angel talking to the shepherds, right? And in this play, Mary and Joseph, they were the typical choices, but the young man who was chosen for Joseph was particularly given to theater. He was a ham, right? He was improving on the script, right? That's what he thought he would do. So they were rehearsing, and so they come to the part at the inn, and he knocks on the door. And the shy little kid who had to play the innkeeper, who rather would have not, he answers the door and he says, "There is no room at the inn." That sounds like we're all on script, right? And Joseph says, "Are you kidding me? We have been traveling for weeks from Nazareth. We're tired. It's late. And you telling me that you don't have any room in your inn?" And the little boy answering the door started crying. And he opened the door and he let them in. Cut, 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 cut. The teacher comes in and says, "Joseph, just stick to the script. There's no need to embellish it or anything like that." And Joseph says, "Fine, fine, fine." So take two comes around. Little boy, a little rattled, he opened the door. "There's no room at the inn." St. Joseph said, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible. right? That's not bad so far. This is really no room at the inn. My poor wife is pregnant with the Son of God, by the way. And you're telling me there's no room. And the little boy, of course, again, breaks down, cries, opens the door, and in they go. Cut, cut, cut. This is it. Just stick to the script, Joseph. Again, sure enough, they do it the third time. There's no room at the inn. Joseph is like, ah, oh, this is typical. You're getting a terrible Yelp response on this one, right? You probably don't even have breakfast and you can't even give us a room. I see other people are here. And the little boy cries and he lets them in. Cut. And the teacher's really frustrated at this point. She's like, you know what, why don't we take a break? Right? And the little boy, the innkeeper, just kind of walks off to the sides of the stage, sits down on the steps, and cries. Right? The teacher has all the other kids to deal with, too, so she's trying to debrief Joseph to try to get him to please, please, just do what he's supposed to do. And the pastor walks in, and he notices that, you know, while the teacher is managing all, there's this little boy sitting on the side crying. So he goes over, and he sits down on the steps. He says, what's the matter? And the boy's like, I ruined Christmas. And he said, "What? How did you ruin Christmas? He said, I keep letting Joseph in. And the priest looks at the teacher, and the teacher just kind of, you know, just kind of nods to him. And he says, you know what? If I were Jesus, you're exactly the kind of person I would want answering the door. You're exactly the kind of person that I would like to have answer that door. Well, in the Christmas pageant, it is a familiar part of our holiday experience, right? Sometimes even taking a more important place than Christmas Mass. We just want to see the angels. We just want to see the little kids all dressed up. And it is adorable. You've all probably had a role to play, either as a parent of one, or one of us was a shepherd, or a wise man, or a sheep, or a donkey like I was. I was born for that role, I think. It's almost expected, right? Like the tree, or eggnog, or Christmas carols. But take a moment to look at this scene. This is the result of the innkeeper opening the door. A stable with the customary animals, straw, a manger, and Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. All of the newborns, of all of those newborns in Bethlehem at that time, only one was in the cold. Only one was surrounded by barnyard animals. Only one was lying in a feeding trough. Which is what a manger is. We've made it into a cute little bassinet, but they would put water or slop or straw or whatever it was into that manger. And that's where Jesus lay. And we're okay with this. We set up such scenes in our homes and our churches and our front lawns, often with a chubby little smiling baby, his arms reaching up to receive me. Right? But is this what Christmas is? Should we be okay with the fact that our Lord was born in such squalor and anonymity? Even more, do our lives reflect that we're okay with that? Upon hearing this familiar story, I would like us to just stop and ask ourselves some questions. Are we okay with Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, sleeping his first night on earth in a manger? To us, is that good enough? We found some space and that's where he got to be. If we were the innkeeper, would we open the door? Were our lives too full? Do we have room for him, or is it somehow room to spare? What is occupying that space that Jesus wants to have right now? Friends, the beauty and joy of Christmas, it comes from the fact that God has looked upon us with tender love, and he has given us the gift closest to his heart, his only son. And this is not a throwaway gift. It's not a re-gift. It's not just a simple donation. God is giving to us from his very self. A God of infinite love and peace. There is no price on that gift. There can't be. Save for the cost of opening the door to him and giving him a place prepared for him. Not a second thought or a third thought, but ready to receive him, a warm and beloved and meaningful space in our life. However, I would wager that usually that space that we would give Jesus is occupied by many other things. I had to clear off a table to set my nativity up. Maybe you did too, right? Our concerns and our anxieties about our lives, about our children's futures, our health, the state of the world, and a million other worries, by their very pressing natures, can steal the spotlight from even the most important things, even Christ. And this is why we need this moment of grace and peace. It is why we need Christmas. Jesus was in that manger because no one had room for him otherwise. There's nothing wrong with our nativity scenes. They are blessed reminders of the greatness of the gift that God gives us, and that upon those who dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone. They're also reminders to us that we need to prepare the messy stable of our hearts to receive the King of Kings. In the charming Mexican tradition of Las Posadas, children reenact the journey of Joseph and Mary going through Bethlehem, seeking a place to rest, just as our nativity plays here do. It goes like this. It's a talk between Joseph and the innkeeper with a door in between. And it goes like this. Joseph starts, "In the name of heaven, I beg you for lodging, for she cannot walk, my beloved wife." The innkeeper responds, "This is not an inn, so keep going. I cannot open. You may be a rogue. Don't be inhuman. Have mercy on us. The God of the heavens will reward you for it. You can go on now, and don't bother us, because if I become annoyed, I will give you a beating." We are worn out coming from Nazareth. I am a carpenter, Joseph by name. I don't care about your name. Let me sleep, because I already told you we shall not open up. I'm asking you for lodging, dear man of the house, just for one night for the Queen of Heaven. Well, if it is a queen who asks, why is it at night that she travels so alone? My wife is Mary. She is the Queen of Heaven, and she's going to be the mother of the divine word. Are you Joseph? Your wife is Mary? Enter, pilgrims. I did not recognize you. May God pay, gentle folks, your charity, and thus heaven heap happiness upon you. The innkeeper ends, "Blessed is the house that shelters this day the pure virgin, the beautiful Mary." And then all present will say, "Come in, holy pilgrims, receive this corner. Because even though the place is poor, I offer it to you from my heart." Let's sing with joy, everyone, at the thought that Jesus, Joseph, and Mary came today to honor us. Christmas is the chance that we get to be uncomfortable with Christ's discomfort, with Mary and Joseph's struggle. It is in this very scene that we find true comfort and joy. But that can only be meaningful if we learn to make room in our lives for them to find rest. In fact, only when we seriously offer to Jesus a place in our hearts for him to rest will we find that peace that the angels proclaim tonight. Peace on earth is what they offer because of Jesus' birth. And that peace comes from giving glory to God in the highest. That glory tonight starts with looking down at a baby in a manger. It starts with us looking down into our own hearts and setting aside the cares and the worries that occupy us and make room for the Lord. When they come and knock at our doors, may we be exactly the person Jesus would want to answer that door. Merry Christmas.